Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1187. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, and that we're learning that our Torah should be Megan on Klal Yisrael. Our Torah should be a Schus, that we should be protected. Klal Yisrael should be protected. Getting back to our Malacha of Shoychet, slaughtering. So we started talking last Shir in reference to if somebody has a blister, a boil, pimple, or the like, and it hurts. Makam tsar, it's hurting them. It's sore. It's hurting them, and it's painful. It's very painful. It's just a blister or a pimple like that. You're not allowed. You can't start. Messing around with it, popping it, relieving the pressure, whatever that you can do. But a makam tsar, somebody's in pain. And it hurts them sometimes from the pressure you have from especially somebody has a blister or a very strong pimple, and it hurts. It hurts. So what do they want to do? They want to relieve some of the pus, from inside of the blister or from inside of the pimple. So we spoke about, in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says if you do it in a way, you make a hole and you do it in a way whereby you're letting in air and you're doing it with a whole healing process and so on that you can do. That's the Malacha of Maka Bepatish. Just to read again from the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes on page 348, he says it's forbidden to pop. He's just quoting the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, which is in Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Chaf Ches, actually. It's in Hilchas Refuah. He said, but why? So why are we talking about it now? We're not learning Hilchas Refuah, but it has to do with causing oneself to bleed, right? As one knows, if you start squeezing a pimple or whatever the case is, you squeeze hard enough, you make yourself bleed. So this is the problem which we're trying to work with. So he brings down, it's forbidden, quoting the Mechaber, it's forbidden to pop a blister or pimple in order to air it out, as this is a medical procedure that doctors often perform to treat these ailments. Okay, so then we spoke about, but if somebody does it strictly to just relieve some of the pressure, to take out some of the lashon of the Mechaber was Avimafisa Kedei Lahitzmi Menu Halecha Shabbai. Just person has no intention to stop making a hole to have a refuah. They're just doing it to relieve some of the pressure, to relieve, take out some of the pus. Hareza Mutter, this is actually Mutter. Then we quoted the Mishabru, says you have to do it, even if you do it, you have to do it extremely lightly, delicate, not to squeeze too hard. Because of the fact that you can make it bleed, and to make it bleed from inside the skin, bringing out new blood, that of course would be also to do. Also, our malacha of shoychet slaughtering. Now, I just want to explain one thing. So we said that's the distinction. If you're doing it for healing purposes, making a hole and so on, letting in the air, and you're going to have it heal up, that you can't do. It's also to do. That's makom bepadish. But if you do it just relieve a little bit of pressure, we said that was fine. So the again, in the case in time where it hurts, they're hurting a person a lot. It's a lot of pressure on this pimple or boil or blister. So just really, real quickly to read from the Mishabura and Sifkat and Sadik. Shin Chof Ches, Sifkat and Sadik in the Mishabura. And he explains why this is allowed. Because really, if you think about it, I'm making a hole anyways. You can't get the pus out without making a hole. So what's the difference if I make a hole and I'm doing it for a healing process and I'm doing it to let an ear, or if I make a hole just to let out a little bit of pus, just it should feel better? technically it's the same thing. So he says like this, he explains, V'afal gav de memela nasa pesach, right? I make a little hole, I push a little bit lightly, a little bit of a hole, and I pop it to get out a little bit of the, relieve a little bit of the pressure, take out a little bit of the gook, the pus from inside, right? V'afal gav de memela nasa pesach. Automatically, you'll be making a hole. So you have a problem, which is, we said, it could be a question of maka bepatish, right? Of maka bepatish is basically completing an item. When somebody completes an item, the last final touch on that, the last final completion of that item is called maka bepatish, one of the 39 malachas. So that we have to know. There's boina, which is building, and then there's the final action on that item, completing it, that's called maka bepatish, two separate of the lamites malachas, boina, building, and maka bepatish, the final blow. So he says like this, lamaisa, you're making a pesach, and it's again a sifkat and sadik. He says, Malacha, Lamaisa, it's a Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa. Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa. He, worse, right? That's the worst case scenario. Vahave de Rabbonon, and this will be Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa, Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa, I'm sorry, Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa, that's Malacha de Rabbonon. Vahave de Rabbonon, Vamakam Sar, like Azrin. Since the person's in pain, right, it's hurting them a lot. Again, it's not a little bit annoying, but it's painful because the pressure in this blister, in this boiler, in the pimple, so therefore we let you, even though you're actually making a hole, but you're not doing it for the action of healing, you're just doing it to relieve some of the pasta. He says further, even according to, which is actually the Rambam says in Malacha Shein Srich Lagufa is chayiv. What does it mean, Malacha Shein Srich Lagufa? We explain again, we have to always, these are things we have to chazer over forever. It's non-ending. Malacha Shein Srich Lagufa means that if I do a malacha, right, for example, if I dig up a hole in the ground, the Gemara explains that, I dig up a hole in the ground, right, so you're not allowed to dig a hole in the ground. It could be chayrish plowing, it could be boina building, but that's only if I need the hole, right? In other words, I make a hole in the ground so I could build, or I make a hole in the ground so I could plow the ground, or whatever the case is. But if I dig up a hole in the ground for the hole, that's a malacha on Shabbos. That's one of the lamates malachas. But what about if I need dirt? I need dirt from the ground. The only way I'll get the dirt from the ground is if I dig it up. I need the dirt to cover something. There's in the olden days they used to have somebody went to the bathroom, whatever, they used some dirt or sand or whatever the case was to cover the schmutz or whatever. So I need some dirt. But by me taking the dirt, automatically there will be a hole in the ground. So I know I'm making a hole. I'm making a hole in the ground, but I'm doing it not for the purpose of the malacha, which is to make a hole. So that's basically the story in a nutshell. Obviously, it's a lot more complicated than that, but that's the basic foundation of Malacha Shein Sricha Laguf, whereby you do a malacha with the same action that the malacha is, which was done in the Mishkan, the same action, but for a different purpose. You do it for a different purpose. So that's what Malacha Shein Sricha Laguf, and according to the Rambam, Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa is chayiv. So therefore, when I'm relieving, again, so what are we doing over here? We're relieving the pressure from the pimple, right? But I'm making a hole, but I'm not making the hole to let in the air and to heal it. I'm doing it for a different reason, which is to relieve, to take out some of the pus. But I know a hole will be made anyway. So even according to the Rambam, who says chayiv, he says gam ken yesh loyim dechashoisa. There are those who say when one makes this, when somebody does it just to take out some of the pus, any gemar malach, it's not considered a complete. It's not considered a malacha. V'yef shalov l'dechiyav maka bepatish, and one would not come to maka bepatish. And he even wants to say, I don't want to get too much off on a tangent because it's getting very lumdish and people could get lost in the shuffle, as they say. It gets a little bit more complicated, very complicated. But in Sifkaten Samach Hay in the Sharetzin, if anybody wants to look it up, Sifkaten Samach Hay in the Sharetzin, he brings down from there's a Magen Avraham that wants to say, even if you'll say it's a Davar Sheinu Mischaven, in other words, it's not a Malacha Shein Sricha Lagufa, but I'm doing an action which is mutter, which is to take out the pus, but automatically it'll make a hole. So it's a davar sheinu mischaven, p'sekreishah, whatever. Okay, but be it as it may, but bottom line is, he brings down over there from the, again, I don't get into the whole thing, but he brings from the Magen Avraham, v'rasa lemesha, kol sheinu mischaven, l'aseis peh, as long as a person does not have a mind to make a hole or an opening, I don't have a mind, I just have a mind to take out the pus. I don't have a mind to make this opening. He wants to say, "Rasulim shekol sheinu mischaven lasis peh." Ein al zeh shein malacha klal. This is not the malacha of the healing process. V'lo shayach leim al zeh psikreishahu. And l'chayru, what he's saying again, I didn't really get into it too much. L'chayru, what he's saying in this case scenario, right? This is not the malacha. When we say it's the malacha makab patish, it's part of the healing process. It's to let an ear. It's a whole different procedure, if you want to call it. But he's saying if a person in this case, this is only in this case, because usually this is not the case, but in this case, if one does not have intentions to make a hole, then that is not the malacha of maka bepatch, of the completion of this procedure, of the healing procedure, what we're talking about. That's all he's trying to say. He can't even say psikresha, because this is not the maka bepatch, this is not not the isser that we're talking about in reference to when one makes a hole in the pimple, right? And they air it out and they heal it. That this, if you don't have a mind to make the hole, this is not the procedure that we're talking about whereby it will be us. Okay, but be it as it may, I'm getting off on a tangent over here. Don't want to get too much into it, but I just wanted to explain that part of it. But bottom line is, again, just keeping in mind, if it hurts a person, they have a pimple, they have a boil, they have a blister, and it hurts them, bothers them a lot, but makansar, one would be allowed to, take out some of the moisture inside, some of the pus, and so on. And when they press on it, just very, very lightly, says the Mishabura, be careful not to press hard, just very lightly, enough to take out some pus. And even if you have a little blood in the pus, that blood was really mixed into the pus. But you don't want to press whereby new blood is coming out of the skin. That's the issue over here. And you don't have a mind for the whole healing process, to make the hole in the healing process. You don't have a mind for the hole at all. You just have a mind to relieve some of the pressure, which is some of the pus that's inside of the pimple. So in that case, and if it hurts a person a lot, it's from makam sar, so then that would be mutter. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kultuv.